was another great day for the Canadians in Poland. Alex Harvey came fourth, Devin Kershaw was eighth, and Ivan Babakov ninth. So shades of the old Canadians and right back in the saddle. It's great to see. And a great weekend with Perrianne Jones having a tenth. So all in all, a pretty good weekend for the Canadians who have bounced back and big time. So we're going to talk with Justin Wadsworth, the head coach, and just get his take on the weekend. Hi, Justin. How's it going? You got to feel good after this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Benjamin. Yeah, this is more what we're looking for, and it's coming at the right time. So, you know, we just got to stay focused on our day-to-day routine going into the games, and I think everyone's showing that they're going to be going well there, and yeah, things are looking pretty good.
Yeah, it was great to see, you know, the Canadians up there, you know, in the mix from the start of the race pretty well, and tough conditions again in Poland. It seems to be that a number of venues have had that, but yet the skis were good. I spoke to Alex, and for the most part, it was a very, very tricky day, eh?
Yeah, and, you know, this is our wax technicians have really seemed to shine this year. When things get tough, like in Oberhof or in Poland, like it's definitely, you know, they rise to the demands of tough waxing. And, you know, the guys will tell you that the athletes that, you know, you have to have those kind of skis to be up in the front of the race like that. And so I can't say enough about how good our wax team has done. And hopefully we can just keep it rolling going into Sochi.
Yeah, it looks like both you guys and the U.S. Team have had good wax and good skis, and so it augurs well. Are any of the conditions that, I mean, obviously it's hard to know exactly what's going to happen in Sochi, but are any of the conditions that we've seen similar?
Yeah, hard to say right now, you know, Benjamin. It's definitely been a lower snow year up there, and you never know, you know, it can snow up there a meter in one storm, so things could change drastically in Sochi. So we're not, I wouldn't want to draw any comparisons, and it's a pretty unique place, just being where it is on the Black Sea and that kind of like almost coastal snowpack like you get in the west part of North America. You know, a little bit like Whistler in some respects, but so there's really, yeah, we're, you know, every year seems to be different up there in Sochi, the 3 years we've seen so far. And I think we'll just have to wait and take what we get up there. It could be raining, could be blizzard, could be sunny and beautiful. We've seen it all up there. So that's going to be probably half the Olympic story, just seeing what we end up getting there for weather.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be prepared for all those conditions, it's kind of a monumental task for all the teams to be prepared for that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the girls perform well. I mean, obviously, Perrianne's back in the saddle, so to speak, and had a great result. And I remember when I interviewed her, she said they weren't racing today. I'm just wondering if there was a strategy as to not for them not to race, given that you're coming into a little break.
Yeah, I think just to again, this is all focused on the Olympic preparation. So just to make sure, you know, we didn't have to recover too much from this weekend. Going into this really important training period. And still, for someone like Perrianne, it's still critical. She really keeps training well and going into the Olympics. It's not like at this point she can kind of sit back and start to taper. You know, she's still in a place where she's improving from her fitness and kind of the lack of training in the fall due to, you know, her physical stuff that was going on. So,
right.
Yeah, and I think both ladies are in the same position. They just really wanted to key in on the games. And on the guy side, you know, they didn't race in Czech last weekend. So they had a kind of a training period, and then the ladies raced both races in Czech, and then
right.
Are going into their training period now. So that's kind of the thinking, and I feel comfortable, you know, in these Olympic years. It's all about the games, and we have to be ready and do the best preparation we can for that.
Yeah, sure. It's you got to think through where the athletes are at and what's the best strategy. You know, so far we're seeing the guys are coming on strong. I think that's Devin's best result this year in terms of a distance race.
And oh, yeah. Yeah, clearly his best. And he's been feeling better and better and best of all the season. He said even in the sprint yesterday, he just got kind of, you know, boxed down a little shuffled around there and still was close. But the ceiling, he said, was super easy, like zone two, almost in the race and sprint race. So I think his shape is going well today. He went for that late sprint bonus.
Yep.
And just wanted to keep going and see, kind of test his fitness a little bit on that move. And you know, he did pay for it a little bit at the end of the race, but I think it was good for him to kind of push it. He hasn't been feeling so good in Classic lately, so it's good just to get him back kind of in the groove a little bit, and we're going to really focus on his Classic technique in this next training camp, and I think you can look for good things from him in Sochi too. He's coming around at the right time.
Yeah, it looks good. He's a dynamite Classic skier when he's on, and I mean, all the guys were just pumping today. It was great to see them out there. And so, so what's the plan now? You're going into a training block before Toblach. What's the game plan?
Yeah, we're just going up to Sizeralm in Italy, which has treated us really well in the past. When we've had training camps up there, it's about 1,800 meters, and we're just going to go up there and just have a nice period of training before leading into the Toblach World Cup. We'll buzz into Toblach, do the World Cup there, and then head out to Sochi the next day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a plan that we've done before and we've had success with, so we're just going to stick to that. We tried to recreate it 2 and 3 years ago, the same plan, and with the Olympics in mind. So we're gonna do what we've done before.
Yeah, it's good if you have a sense of what's coming, and if anything goes astray, then you can quickly fix it. If you know what the pattern is.
Yep.
Just any news on Lenny? Just thinking about him recently, and you had the trials and pretty exciting trials and some tough decisions, but. Just wondering where Lenny's at with his knee.
Yeah, he's getting a lot better. He's been working really hard and doing a great job here at Canmore with the rehab and the on snow training, and get everybody looked at him, on a daily basis. And I think he's going to be as good as he can be at the games right now, which I think could be pretty decent. So I'm excited for him. I think he sees that his hard work is really paying off, and he's had a lot of workouts back-to-back-to-back that have really felt good, so it's starting to pay off for him.
That's great to hear. We're hoping to see good things from him. Of course, I'm sure he's eager to get back with the team and strut his stuff, as they say. Okay, well, great, Justin. So thanks for spending time with us. Another great weekend for Canada, and pleasure to watch the guys ski so well and the ladies. So all the best in the next training block, and we'll touch base soon.
All right. Thanks, Benjamin, and thanks to everyone out there who supported us up to this point. Can't say enough. It's big going into an Olympic year to have the kind of support we do with our sponsors and our team behind our team here in Canada. So thanks to everybody, and thanks for you.
Very good, Justin. All the best.